in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue unless otherwise noted. The Finance Committee meets on the third Thursday at 4:30 p.m.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on our hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News, Portland youth stepped out of their classrooms and onto the streets of Portland for a climate change strike demanding real action from lawmakers.
This morning, Portland judge rejected Patriot Prayer leader Joey Gibson's plea to have his lawsuit moved out of Portland.
After several months of criticism, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has dropped out of the 2020 presidential race.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, September 20th, 2019. KBOO is currently in our membership drive, and we'd like to urge you to become a member by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Linda Olson-Osterland.
And I'm Jezaniah Hawthorne. Portland Judge Andrew Lavin has rejected right-wing Patriot Prayer leader Joey Gibson's plea to have his lawsuit moved out of Portland. The Vancouver resident has made past statements claiming that he will not have a fair trial in Portland given the liberal attitude among Portland residents. In July, he wrote a statement saying, quote, "The political environment within Multnomah County and the city of Portland is so hostile and prejudiced that anyone who dares treat me as anything other than a violent racist Nazi will suffer and adverse consequences," Gibson wrote in a court filing in July. Gibson, who has a history of starting fights, is being sued along with five other Patriot Prayer members by the owner of Cider Riot Bar for $1 million. The suit centers on Gibson and other men intentionally inciting a physical fight with left-wing patrons at the Northeast Cider Riot Bar. The owner of Cider Riot, Abraham Goldman Armstrong, claims that Gibson and the five defendants interfered with his business.
A Bureau of Land Management employee was killed in Tillamook County Thursday after the tractor he was operating crashed down a steep hill, landing 75 to 100 feet off the road. The 64-year-old was identified as Michael Stay of Willamina. Tillamook County Sheriff's Department is yet to determine the cause of the accident, though it is clear that Stay was cutting brush along the Nestucca Byway when the accident occurred. The Bureau of Land Management is responsible for managing nearly 700 million acres of public land, 15 million of which is in Oregon.
A land use summit will be held in Beaverton to educate the public on the land use process and how their input can help. KBOO's Althea Billings has the story.
As cities grow, how are they shaped? This Saturday, the Beaverton Committee for Community Involvement will host a land use summit to involve and inform the public about the process in hopes of allowing the public to help planners shape how Beaverton could evolve in the future. According to Beaverton Planning Commission member Terry Lawler, it's important to understand the context of the land use process, and she hopes the summit will provide a better understanding of its operation.
What we hope to do, or hope to accomplish at this, is to increase folks' knowledge of the land use process, which we understand to be somewhat complicated and, well, basically the Beaverton Planning Department collaborates with a number of partnering agencies to provide a full array of planning and city services to the residents. And so because this is somewhat of a complex relationship, we wanted folks to understand better through the mouths of people who are providing these services, how they collaborate together to provide planning and development services to all of our residents and how people can participate in the decisions that are made by these agencies that influence and shape our neighborhoods and communities.
In all land planning in Oregon, public input should play some sort of a role, Lawler said.
Oregon has a statewide land use planning program, and it has a series of goals that all communities have to meet in their comprehensive plans. And the first goal is citizen participation. And so we are we just contemplated this because we thought, again, it's a complicated process and it influences everyone's the way they enjoy their communities, how their communities grow and respond to growth pressures. And we thought it would be a good idea to provide more information about how they can participate in these very important decisions.
Lawler says not to worry, transportation will be a major topic of conversation at the summit. The Land Use Summit will be held this Saturday, September 21st at 10 a.m. at the Beaverton Library. After a short orientation, there will be a few sessions to address different land use planning issues like development, affordable housing, and renters' rights. More information can be found at beavertonoregon.gov. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.
Over the past year, there has been a push to legalize psychedelic mushrooms. Residents may have come across volunteers asking for signatures outside of grocery stores and other occasions. The initiative was recently gained the attention and financial support of the soap company Dr. Bronner's. At an upcoming kickoff event, CEO of Dr. Bronner's, David Bronner, is set to announce that his company will donate $150,000 to the initiative. Those who support the movement are trying to gather enough signatures to get the measure on the November 2020 ballot. To do so, petitioners will need at least 112,000 signatures by July 2, 2020. Bronner said in a statement of his support for the measure, quote, "The Bronner family is no stranger to severe depression and anxiety. We firmly believe that the integration of psilocybin therapy, to which the FDA recently granted a special breakthrough designation, is crucial to heal epidemic rates of depression, anxiety, and addiction that pharmaceutical drugs are completely inadequate for." End quote.
Houston area residents who made it through the Imelda flood in Texas are grappling with the aftermath. In a typical year, there's about 63 inches of rainfall in southeast Texas. In the Imelda flooding that began Thursday, there's been at least 43 inches of water. Experts say the flood is the seventh wettest tropical cyclone in the United States history. Many residents are still recovering from previous storms, such as Hurricane Harvey. So far, at least two people have died because of the intense flood. Many families are dealing with property damage. Several media photos show water having risen to the very top of vehicles. Reports say at least 323 cars have been abandoned. Some families are even struggling to find their missing loved ones. The flood was so intense that emergency responders made at least 407 high water rescues.
Since yesterday's announcement that President Trump has had a phone conversation with a foreign leader and made a, quote, promise, it's been revealed that President Trump was speaking with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. The New York Times reported Trump, quote, repeatedly pressed his Ukrainian counterpart in a call to talk with his personal lawyer, Rudolph W. Giuliani, who had been urging the government in Kiev for months to investigate former Vice President Joseph R. Biden and his family, according to people briefed on the call, end quote. Also, according to the Times, President Trump was even publicly made known his desire for Kiev to investigate Biden. Currently, former Vice President Joe Biden is leading in the polls as a Democratic candidate for the 2020 presidential election. In true fashion, when Trump was pressed by the media about his allegations against him, he denied the story. President Trump said, quote, "It's a ridiculous story. It's a partisan whistleblower. They shouldn't even have any information," end quote. When reporters continued to press the president on the issue and asked if Joe Biden was mentioned in the phone call with Zelensky, President Trump waved away the question and said, quote, someone ought to take a look into Joe Biden, end quote.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we're asking you to do the same. Joining us now are Jeff and Conch to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you, Jezania and Linda. This is a red letter day for people to support KBOO because this is the climate activism day, and it's a fantastic opportunity for people to tune into KBOO and for people to support KBOO when you go online at kboo.fm or you call toll free 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. If you've been tuning in during the day, you have noticed all of the live coverage of what's been going on locally in Portland with the climate strike. And also, you might have just heard Democracy Now!, where Amy Goodman was talking with activists, talking about Greta Thunberg's visit to the U.S. and all of the people who have been gathered in New York. People have been gathering all over the world, Australia, Latin America, and here in Portland. And next to me, Jeff Rosenberg, the amazing stalwart of KBOO. He is looking for some love from you when you can call 877-500-KBOO.
Yeah, we know you get you value the news you get from KBOO that you don't get from other sources, either nationally or locally. And this is your friends and neighbors coming in here, researching the stories, writing them up, delivering them to you. It's a labor of love, and you can share your love with us at 877-500-5266. Your love for freedom of information, for locally sourced reporting. And we know you value the KBOO Evening News as an alternative to the mainstream 24-hour news cycle. We break news all the time that's important to you, your family, and your neighbors. And we know that's something you value and you want to support. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. And, you know, we can offer you some lovely thank you gifts in addition to the great feeling that you have supporting the station all year long. For a $60 minimum donation, that's just $5 a month, we'll send you and a friend to the upcoming Portland Tyco performance on November 3rd at the PSU Lincoln Performance Hall. A pair of tickets is yours for, again, $5 a month, a $60 donation. Or if you're feeling more generous, $240 minimum donation, that's $20 a month to your favorite KBOO community radio station, will get you season tickets for 9 concerts of the Portland Folk Music Society. The number is 877-500-5266 to reach out and become a member. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Oh, and thanks to Renee from Oregon City for renewing her membership during the Democracy Now! Program.
She called 877-500-KBOO, and you can too, while we have this locally sourced news for you.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, after much criticism, has decided to drop out of the 2020 presidential campaign. The Democratic candidate was struggling to gain traction. Mayor de Blasio, described as a liberal, was campaigning on issues such as universal kindergarten, paid sick leave, and raising the minimum wage. The mayor struggled, however, to make his case as he has been receiving backlash for not fulfilling his duties as mayor of New York and bettering long overdue problems such as the funding of the subway system. De Blasio announced on MSNBC this morning that he was ending his campaign, saying, quote, "I feel like I've contributed all I can to this primary campaign, and it's clearly not my time," end quote, and added, "I'm going to end my presidential campaign, continue my work as mayor of New York City, and I'm going to keep speaking up for working people," end quote.
Facebook released in a blog post today that it has, quote, "suspended tens of thousands of apps for miscollecting or misusing the personal information of users." The scale of the data privacy issues that Facebook faces is much larger now than initially reported. The social network said in August 2018 that they had suspended only 400 apps. Today, the number is 69,000. With data on over 2 billion people, Facebook was targeted by Cambridge Analytica, a data mining and political consulting firm that illegally accessed user data for the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. The social network settled its case with the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, paying $5 billion for privacy violations, while Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has apologized for the data mismanagement and has promised to audit Facebook's third-party apps. Regulators on both sides of the political divide are not satisfied. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden told the New York Times, "This wasn't some accident. Facebook put up a neon sign that said free private data and let app developers have their fill of Americans' personal info. The FTC needs to hold Mark Zuckerberg personally responsible. Facebook has not publicly announced the apps or the developers that have been suspended."
Two people were murdered and 7 others wounded in 2 shootings that took place in Washington, D.C. late Thursday night. Both shooters were armed with AK-style weapons, and though the shootings happened 30 minutes apart, D.C. police do not believe the incidents to be related at this time. Police have identified those killed as Vincent Carter, 21, of Southeast Washington, D.C., and Sean Coleman Bay, 20, of Northeast Washington, D.C. Gun violence on this scale has become a recurrent problem in the United States, though Republicans have been outspoken in their deference to gun violence, with Mike Pence and infamously stating that Democrats have a, quote, "radical agenda" when it comes to gun control.
As union membership has grown in the Northwest over the past few years, so too has the vitriol against them. In Washington, union groups are planning to protest an anti-union event that will be hosting Fox News' Laura Ingraham. Eric Tegedoff has more on the story.
Groups are lining up to protest the annual fundraising dinner of the anti-union group Freedom Foundation, which features Fox News host Laura Ingraham this year. MLK Labor, the Washington State Labor Council AFL-CIO, and Seattle Indivisible are among the groups planning to counter the event outside the Hyatt Regency Bellevue on Saturday. Judy Kuschel is president of the Washington Federation of State Employees and says members of her organization will be there as well. She says the Freedom Foundation stands against employees having a say in their workplace and advocating for safety and other issues.
That a very well-funded, wealthy group is trying to take away from people who are doing public service jobs, serving their community, and struggling to make a living in an economy that has been very difficult, to me is just unconscionable.
Freedom Foundation CEO Tom McCabe says his group invited Ingraham to keynote Saturday's event because she is keenly aware of public unions' influence on politics and that unions have a stranglehold on Northwest policymaking. According to the Center for Media and Democracy, the group's budget was $4.6 million in 2017, and its donors include the Charles Koch Foundation and the Richard and Helen DeVos Foundation. Peter Starzynski with the Northwest Accountability Project says Ingraham has made millions of dollars with her divisive rhetoric and believes it has real-world implications, saying the alleged El Paso shooter last month echoed her language on immigrants. With union membership growing in Washington State in 2018, he adds that the Freedom Foundation's campaign against unions hasn't been successful.
Because working families can see right through this charade that they're putting on. And they know that this group does not have the best interest of working families in mind, that their only goal is to drive division. And so in many ways, Laura Ingraham's a perfect fit for them.
Counter-protests are to begin at 5:30 p.m. Saturday at the Hyatt Regency in Bellevue. For Public News Service, I'm Eric Tegedoff.
California and 22 other states filed a federal lawsuit on Friday against the Trump administration, arguing that the administration overstepped congressional authority in attempting to revoke a waiver granting the state's power to impose stricter air pollution standards on vehicles. The Trump administration's own analysis has acknowledged that changing the standards enacted during the Obama administration would cause an increase in greenhouse gas emissions in the state. Tailpipe pollution is among the largest contributors of greenhouse emissions in the United States, and a revocation of California standards would have a national impact as 13 other states follow California's more stringent rules. News of this lawsuit comes on the same day as activist Greta Thunberg's global climate strike, a protest that took place in 150 countries across the world.
You are listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. So now it's your turn. Joining us now are Jeff and Conj to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thanks so much. Yeah, you can affect change in your community through the reporting that you hear on the KBOO Evening News. And through you, we hold policymakers and officials accountable and often break stories that are of critical local importance. How many times have you said to a friend, I was listening to KBOO and I heard this story? That's what KBOO's all about. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to join this half-century strong community effort called KBOO. We've been here, we're not going anywhere, but we need your help to keep the signal strong, to keep the lights on, to keep our dedicated staff paid. 877-500-5266 is how you contribute a little bit of your hard-earned cash to this 50-year strong community effort.
Yeah, we go through a lot of mics, we go through a lot of CD players, we have to replace stuff all the time, so every little bit helps when you call in with your $5 or $10 or $20 a month pledge of support to your membership. You make things work. You make things work smoothly. You make the signal better. And as Jeff said, your locally sourced news gets better all the time. There's the field equipment to go out, like the folks were out there today reporting for you from the front lines of the climate strike. Keep us active. Keep us strong by calling 877-500-5266. That's toll-free, 877-500-KBOO. And we also have, you know, Jeff was mentioning some of the thank you gifts. We have some of those thank you gifts online. If you don't feel like talking to an actual person, if you feel like just tapping away on your on your phone or laptop, KBOO.FM is a great way. And then it'll take you right to the donate page.
Yeah, and we'll help outfit you for the coming change of seasons with our beautiful KBOO hoodie. It's really a high quality product. It's thick, it's soft, and it's yours for a $300 contribution. That's $25 a month to your favorite community radio station. And it comes in sizes from extra small to 4XL. So whoever you want to warm up this early fall, do it with the KBOO hoodie when you call at 877-500-5266, or if you only want the hood part, well, we've got the KBOO beanie for you for $60. That's $5 a month sustaining contribution to your favorite community radio station, KBOO, here at 877-500-5266. Friendly volunteers are standing by. Well, we even let them sit down. They're waiting to take your call.
This has been a rainy September, has it not? And this is a good time for a hoodie. And you can, if you are indoors, if you are on your way from one indoors to another indoors, make sure you get there safely. But if you have the time, pull over. Call 877-500-KBOO. And you can get that. What is the hoodie contribution? If you want,
that's a $300 contribution. $25 a month, but it's really a quality product. It's really worth it. As is the radio that you support with your contribution at 877-500-5266.
You can find the hoodie online at kboo.fm, or you can talk to one of our fabulous phone volunteers behind me and do that by calling toll free 877-500-KBOO.
You are listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. We'd like to remind you that you can call to renew your KBOO membership or become a member at any time during this program by calling 877-500-5266. Stay tuned after the news for Rising Up with Sonali at 6, and at 7, it's The Struggle. The weather tonight will be cloudy with a low of 57 and 10% chance of rain, and tomorrow it will be partly cloudy with a low of 57 and 20% chance of rain. Today in history, actress Sophia Loren was born. The Italian actress began her film career at age 16 after growing up in World War II Italy, where she was raised by her poor mother. Loren has starred in several films and is often known for her confidence, her zest for life, and her natural beauty. The quote of the day is from Sophia Loren, quote, "I've never tried to block out the memories of the past, even though some of them are painful. I don't understand people who hide from their past. Everything you live through helps to make you the person you are now," end quote.
As we saw today around the world, climate change can motivate people to do extraordinary things. For some, it's a march through the streets. For some, it's a career change. Dr. Anthony Leizowitz has the story with Climate Connections.
I'm Dr. Anthony Leizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Nick Goldsmith of Ithaca, New York, fights climate change for a living. But 15 years ago, it was not even on his radar. At the time, he had recently graduated from circus school and was making a living as a performer.
I worked for about 10 years as a professional juggler and acrobat, traveling the world.
But during a show in Germany, he injured his back. He took some time off to heal. While resting, he did a lot of reading and learned about the climate crisis.
It's one of those things you can't unlearn. So I started doing a lot of research on my own on climate change itself, on energy efficiency, on renewable energy.
And he felt compelled to get involved. He joined environmental advocacy groups. And then he made the leap, going back to school for a master's in energy management. Today, Goldsmith is the sustainability director for the city of Ithaca. he's working on green building policy and how to support more electric vehicles. His work is helping the city get closer to its goal of becoming carbon neutral by the year 2030.
The community here is really, really engaged in sustainability and environmental action, and they get involved and they get their hands dirty.
So Goldsmith's career has taken a dramatic turn, but the former juggler still has a lot of balls in the air. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
As a public health crisis surrounding e-cigarettes and vaping has emerged, Walmart has decided to no longer sell the products in U.S. stores. Walmart also has chains throughout the globe, including China, Africa, and Canada. Making the announcement today, Walmart representative said, quote, "Given the growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity and uncertainty regarding e-cigarettes, we plan to discontinue the sale of electronic nicotine delivery products," end quote. The retail company will, in fact, cease selling e-cigarettes. However, it will continue to sell the current inventory until it is exhausted. According to the New York Times, Walmart is the largest national retailer. This decision comes at a pivotal time as lung-related illnesses linked to vaping are rising and federal and state governments are investigating the health concerns. The popular smoking device has been particularly popular among teenagers. As of Thursday, there are 530 vaping-related lung illnesses reported, according to medical authorities.
Now is your chance to show support for the work our volunteers put in to bring you this newscast, rain or shine, every weekday throughout the year. Joining us now are Jeff and Conch to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Yeah, today was a historic day, folks. The climate strike that exploded across the streets of the world and of your town here in Portland was really inspiring. And KBOO News is here for you on historic days and on ordinary days with the information that you and your family need to empower you to make decisions for your life and your world. 877-500-5266 is the number down here. We're having our fall membership drive right now, and we are in need of your support financially to keep the channel open from our newsroom to your family with this vital information about local and national stories that you don't hear elsewhere. There are other listener-supported stations that ask for your support, but KBOO is about more than just entertainment. It's about vital information that you and your family need. 877-500-5266 is how you call to support this vital community effort.
You know, Jeff and I have been here a while here at KBOO. We've been volunteering the whole time. You know, we have our other gigs that we do for the rent money. But I love doing public affairs, and Jeff loves curating the music and bringing artists into the studio. That is something that's so vital in this town, is the fact that touring artists often get their first public media representation, sometimes in the whole country here on KBOO.
Yeah.
And this is a huge thing. We have authors who come through that are not on any commercial stations and are not on pretty much any stations at all except for KBOO. They love to come through. You know, we love to bring them into the studio, and we love to have your support just so we can keep the lights on, keep the equipment upgraded, keep the digital stuff as well as the analog stuff. And the way that you can do that is by going online at kboo.fm. That'll take you to the donate page, or call toll free 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. I love the news. I love the music. I love that KBOO is still one of those great eclectic curatorial outlets here in Portland that just keeps making things brighter and more interesting.
Absolutely. I was saying earlier that when I moved to Portland 21 years ago, I just kept my radio tuned to KBOO for months on end because I knew that every time I turned it on, I'd be introduced to a different facet of the KBOO community, a different color of the Portland rainbow, different cultures, different genres of music. You're always hearing something fresh and brand new from KBOO, and you know it's being brought to you as a labor of love by your friends and neighbors. So share that with your family. Share that with your housemates if you want to do pool together and make a nice generous contribution to KABU. However you want to do that, you do it by calling 877-500-5266 and talk to our dedicated volunteers who are waiting for your call and eager to tell you about the thank you gifts we have for you. In addition to the hoodie and the beanie I mentioned, there's a KABU t-shirt for a $75 pledge. There's a Democracy Now! T-shirt for a $120 pledge. That's just $10 a month to KABU. Yes. So, you know, we want to clothe you and we want to furnish you with the information that you need for your family and for your life. 877-500-5266 is how you call to join us as a member and support this half-century strong community effort we call KABU.
And, you know, I'm looking at that warm, fashionable hoodie right now because I got a couple of both of my folks. They've got birthdays coming up, and the holidays are not too far away. So, you know, that hoodie at $25 a month when you support KABU, that could be a fantastic holiday or birthday gift for somebody in your life. And so you both get something out of it. You get to be an active member of KABU with everything that brings to you, all of the benefits that accrue from that. And, you know, somebody that you really love can get a warm, fashionable hoodie. 877-500-KBOO is the number. 877-500-5266.
Conservationists are seeking help to bring back 3 billion birds to North America. Let me say that again, 3 billion birds to North America. The decline in bird populations can be attributed to human activity. Trimal Gomes has more.
A new study from the journal Science shows a steady decline of nearly 3 billion wild birds in North America since 1970. Nearly a half a century ago, about 10.1 billion birds used to soar the skies across the United States and Canada. That has dropped by 29%. Scientists say while the cause varies, from development, agricultural conversion, to even sea level rise, they all stem from human activity. Julie Wraithmill is with Audubon, Florida.
Things that are even really common showed declines. Things like Baltimore orioles, barn swallows. These are common birds that we see, especially on migration.
The research led by Cornell University